You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I have a very special guest. Righteous Bo is in the building.
Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes, Righteous Bo, aka Husbay. AKA Edward Bowser, my husband. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It is a pleasure.
So today we are going to talk about couples journaling. Yes, that is a thing. We're going to talk about why and how you should keep a couples journal. But before we get into that, I wanted to share a little bit of our love story for those of y'all who don't know us. So, pop quiz, Righteous Bo, how long have we been married?
You're going to put me on the spot in front of everybody. You know when you get to a certain age, You just can't remember your age. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain anniversary, it's just like it is what it is. I'm going to say 16.
Wrong.
17.
Yes, it's 17.
See, I told you. I was close.
So, yes, so we've been married for 17 years. I think so, right? That's right.
I thought it was 16. See, now you don't even know?
Well, you got me doubting myself. Let's do the math. Okay, we got married in 06.
It was 2006, so
and
yes.
And what's today? It's 2023. So I can't do math on the spot.
Let me break out the calculator on the cell phone since we're embarrassing ourselves.
I'm pretty sure that would be 17.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. If not, we will be blasted in the comments.
Right. Yeah. Y'all just let us know. All right. So, yes, we've been married 16 or 17 years. Who knows?
Something like that. We're writers. We're not mathematicians.
I actually was a mathematician.
Well, excuse me. What's your excuse?
I don't know. All right. So, tell them how we met.
So, we met in the year 2002, the ancient year of 2002.
So, we have been together since before the earth cooled.
Yes. No social media, no iPhones. What a pleasant time. No auto-tune on my radio every 2 seconds. So, I was a journalist in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. Shout out to VA. And I was working there my first year as a journalist as part of an internship program, the Chips Quinn program. And the next year, I came there in 2001. In 2002, the next crop of interns came in. By 2002, I was a full-time employee. So I was excited to see some interns because most of my peers were way older than me, decades older than me, happy to have some folks my own age around. And guess who came in with that crop of interns?
Your righteous babe.
Mm-hmm. She was part of that. We very quickly became friends, and then the next year, she came back for a second internship. She really came back for me, y'all.
And, okay, I'm gonna let you have that.
Well, it's true. And then after that, she went to grad school in Berkeley, California. By then, we were an official couple doing it long distance, almost coast to coast, yeah. Cali to Louisville. We did that for a couple years. 2005, she graduated. Got a job in Louisville, back where I was. We were married in 2006, moved to Birmingham in 2009.
Very good.
See, I got that part right. You got all Just don't ask states. Me to do math.
Right. You got all those dates. And you mentioned that we were long distance. So, y'all, we were long distance, like you said, nearly coast to coast, so nearly 3,000 miles between us for 2 whole years.
3 hours time difference, too.
Yeah. But we kind of made a deal that if we could make it through that, we would get married after I graduated. And so we did. So we So folks, a lot of folks who follow us on social media always talk about how we're like this perfect couple and we're their favorite couple and all of this. And I do think we're pretty solid. Like, I actually like him.
Yeah. I'm glad that you like me and I like you. Yeah. If we were back in middle school, we have to know, check.
Yes.
Do you like me? Yes or no? I think you would check.
I would check maybe, though, just to annoy
you. Oh, you're one of those haters that would write in maybe when that wasn't a choice?
Yes,
okay.
I would totally do that. But the point I'm making is, like, we are very solid, but we're not perfect, right? And so we have problems just like every other couple has problems. And journaling is one of the ways that we work through that those problems. Like, a lot of times it's me journaling on my own, working through it. But a few years ago, we decided to start some couples journaling so that we could work through these issues in a journal together. And so it started with, there is this journal called the Same Page Journal. Actually, let me back up. We actually started journaling before then. I just remembered this recently. Do you remember when we used to pass that journal back and forth to each other?
I absolutely remember that. Yes.
So I bought this journal. I found it at Hallmark, y'all. And it was like one of those things where you answered different questions and filled in all these different things. And what we started doing is I would write something, so I would write it in it for a little while, and then after a certain amount of time, I would give it to him, and he would read what I wrote, and then he would fill out some more pages, and then he'd give it back to me. And I found it recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and we did not finish it. So I'm going to start it back up again.
I did not know that thing still existed.
Yeah, we didn't finish it, so I'm going to start that back up again. So, and let me back up even more. Do you remember the mixtape that we used to mail to each other?
I was going to bring
that up.
We were
long distance.
But see, I wasn't going to be rude. When you brought up the Hallmark one, I remembered the mixtape.
Yeah.
And it's funny because a lot of what we're going to talk about today really kind of started with that mixtape. And it's kind of on brand for us anyway.
Yeah. So if you don't know my husband, he is a music guru. He has a wildly popular website called Soul in Stereo. Go check it out. And a YouTube called Soul in Stereo Sessions. So go support that. I'll link to all of those in the show notes. But so when we were long distance, we would mail this mixtape back and forth. And in a way, I feel like that's kind of like journaling in a way.
It is, because it's a sharing of thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just a audio version of that.
Right. Yeah, I love it. But a few years ago, I guess it was 2020 or so, we started using this thing called Same Page Journal that this couple had started. I don't know whatever happened to them. They like had this Instagram and then they just disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Right. Anyway, so we started using that. But then eventually we kind of graduated from that and just started using a regular journal. And most of y'all know that I like to come up with journal prompts. So I would just come up with journal prompts and we would just get together and discuss those prompts, and I'll go through some of those prompts with you guys. But recently, I also, and this is very, very recently, like a few weeks ago, a friend of mine, she and her boyfriend do this thing where they have a note in their notes app, a shared note, and they kind of write things to each other in that. So it's kind of like the journal that we passed back and forth, but it's like a digital version of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like that.
So we started that recently, and so we're keeping that too. So we got all kinds of journals going on.
Well, that's what happened when you have two writers in the house. It's just bound to happen.
But do you journal on your own?
The short answer is no. And I say that not because I'm anti-journaling in any way, shape, or form, but because my writing is so much my life. And I know it is for you, too, so I don't want it to come off for people to say, oh, if you write too much, you don't have time for journaling. That's not at all true. But, you know, for my job, I serve as Deputy Director of Communications for the City of Birmingham. That's 24/7 writing all day for Mayor Whitfin and the city. writing Soul in Stereo content, writing YouTube content. So a lot of times I'm all written out by the end of the day and the evening, but not at all against it.
So journaling is not really your thing. So why are you willing to go along with this couples journaling thing that I wanted us to do?
I mean, you just said it because you wanted us to do it. It's important to understand for couples that, you know, sometimes that when your partner has a passion for something, and even if it's not like a burning passion for you, but if you want to see that passion continue to burn in your partner, you shouldn't, you know, indulge in it. And that's what that is. So it's not that I'm against it or dislike it, because clearly I'm a writer. I like writing. It's just not something that's top of mind. But I know for you it's very important. So that's one reason why I try to make it a priority whenever I can.
So do you find it helpful when we do our couples journaling?
Of course, because writing is always a form of not just storytelling, but when it comes to personal experiences, it can be therapeutic. When it comes to a couple, you know, it's a way to share ideas, to get things on the table, and even to bring up stuff that maybe you forgot about. I'm not talking about drama. Y'all always go to the drama. I'm not talking about drama. But there are things that, like we were talking earlier, where we just randomly remember this mixtape.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bit, y'all. We have not thought about that mixtape in years, but it just came up in this conversation. So this journaling allows you to bring up kind of lost thoughts and ideas and emotions that may have just kind of gotten buried in the day-to-day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go through some of the prompts that we actually work through together in our couples journal. But before we do that, I want to tell you about an opportunity that you have to come hang out with me in person and meet some more journaling friends. If you want to find some friends who love journaling as much as you do, then you need to join me in Atlanta on June 24th for Tea Time with Write and Shine Co. Write and Shine Co. is a collaboration between my company, C. Jane Wright, LLC, and Shine by Charlene. And Tea Time with Write and Shine Co. is our first live event set for Saturday, June 24th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time in Atlanta at the Swan Coach House. The event will include a gourmet lunch, dessert, tea service, and a journaling workshop led by yours truly, of course, that's all about how to silence your inner critic and move forward in spite of imposter syndrome. Each guest will also receive a journal gift box to help you continue your journaling practice. Each box includes a journal, 30 writing prompts, and a beautiful necklace with a bird pendant to remind you to trust your own wings when the fear of failure tries to stop you. Head to writeandshineco.com to learn more and to snag your ticket. If you follow me on social media, not just at Righteous Babe, which is the social media for the podcast, but my own social media is C. Javacia Wright, just FYI if you want to follow me. But if you already follow me, then you know that recently Righteous Bo and I went on vacation.
We did, and it was much needed.
Yes, it was awesome. So every year we take a trip to Orange Beach, which is in Alabama. Yes, Alabama has beaches. For those of y'all who are like, Alabama has a beach. Yes, we have beaches.
It's against the water, y'all. There's not a big secret about what a beach is.
But while we were there, we were able to do some journaling because we have been slacking on our couples journaling because you've been so busy.
We've been very, very, very busy.
You've been super busy.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot going on, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So, but we were able to do some journaling on our vacation. And so what I want to do is kind of walk y'all through some of the things that we journaled about. So maybe you can take some of these ideas and journal about these things with your boo. So the first thing we did was we set intentions for vacation. And do you remember your intention? You probably don't.
I do not. I do not.
It was very simple. You just wanted to relax. That was your intention.
That sounds like it.
Just wanted the week to be very, very relaxed.
I was coming off a very, maybe the busiest spring I've ever had. So yeah. I was just like, I want to not do anything. So yes. And I think I wanted to like read and do stuff like that. Yeah, but that was part of that.
Yeah, you did want to read, I think, 2 books. I think that was your goal.
Yeah, I brought 3. I read 2. So okay. I did that.
Yeah. So my intention was actually to release myself from expectations.
That's deep.
It was really important for me to do that because I'm the person, I mean, if y'all been listening to this podcast, you know that I'm constantly thinking about the future and scripting the future. And, you know, I'm a dreamer, right? So I'm always painting this picture of like what I want things to look like. And then when they don't look like that, I can get in my feelings about it.
Yes. I mean, and even the simplest thing, not even like big pie in the sky things. It could be like, oh, I thought we were going to have this for dinner. What? It didn't work out. What? So, yes.
You're making me sound crazy. Why are you so silent?
I was going to say, it's not good to have radio silence on a podcast.
Why?
But I've been married for 17 years. I know what's up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, so that was my intention. Something else that we did, we're both people of faith. And so one of the other things that we did is that we used the journal to celebrate answered prayers and also discussed what still needed prayer. And do you remember what your answered prayer was that you discussed?
Nope, because I suck. What was my answered prayer?
It was very simple. You were just very thankful that we made it to Orange Beach. Because remember, you had this fear that something was going to happen.
Yes.
And we weren't going to be able to go.
And I don't want it to sound like paranoia, but again, it was like that spring had a lot of stuff going on, and I just had this, I wanted to make sure that we were able to completely unplug because we live very, very busy lives. And I wanted to make sure that we could just get away and not be pulled back because so-and-so did such and such for such and thing. And that didn't happen. And you're right. That was my prayer and that was answered.
Yeah, you were just so happy that we just made it there. So some of the other prompts that we worked through, and again, I think this might be a good one for you and your boo, is when do we feel most connected? So we kind of discussed that. Do you remember any of the answers?
About when we feel the most connected?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. Yeah, he remembers nothing.
No.
Now, in his defense, I keep the journal, so I reviewed it before this.
Yes. The journal lives with her. So, like, usually when we have journal time, it's almost like this. We just come together and discuss. And actually, she does, like, the majority of the scripting and writing, too.
Yeah. So, we talked about, obviously, vacation is a time when we feel very connected. Also, and this was something that you brought up, you said that you feel really connected when we just have our little yogurt mountain dates.
Yes. So as random as that sounds, there's a yogurt mountain about, what was it, like 5 to 10 minutes away from us. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been there lately, mainly because I was trying to make sure I don't look crazy for Orange Beach. I was trying to get rid of that. I had to get rid of the ice cream. But those little moments might seem like, you know, for most folks, it's just like, oh, whatever. But for us, because we live such busy lives, taking the time to just go sit outside of an ice cream shop to randomly just talk about stuff and watch people pass by and whatever, that's not something that we do very often. And it really feels like almost like a little ice cream date.
Yeah. In fact, if y'all listen to the summer bucket list episode, I actually talked about that in the episode, that's one of the things on my summer bucket list, that we'll have a yogurt mountain date.
Yes, we need to get it back in.
Make it happen, Captain.
Well, I'm going to try to make it happen because I'm like still trying to be whatever.
Yes, he's getting ready for this boys trip. It's like a bachelor weekend. It's going to be hangover. It's going to be the hangover part.
I don't remember how many hangovers it is, but I'm grouchy Uncle Ed. If anybody's bailing people out of jail, it'll probably be me.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, he's trying to like get all cut up.
I'm just trying to stay, you know, not trying to get too loose. Can't be slipping on your pimping.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't pimping.
Well, that's
true. You've been married 17 years.
Or 16. We're not even sure.
We're not sure. Anyway, another prompt kind of related to that one. But so, again, the first one was how or when do we feel most connected? The other one is how can we feel more connected? And so some of the things that one of the things you brought up is you said that it's important that when something is wrong, that we're open about it.
Absolutely. Because there are many times, and I'm not just going to be like, oh, it's you. I mean, I do it too.
I'm the worst, though. I will admit it.
Yeah, you're the worst. But like there'll be times where there's an incident that happens and I might not even be around. And, you know, you'll internalize it and that thing will like grow and grow and grow. And then just one day, it could be months later. It's just like kicking the door like Biggie. Just like, what about that time that blocked? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to patronize you. I have no idea what's going on. So to alleviate those issues, let's just talk about the small ones before they become big ones.
So, a few months ago, a couple months ago, I had the opportunity to do an article for BET.com, and I interviewed a sort of relationship expert, I guess. I don't remember her exact title, but one of the things that she talked about, she's kind of like a matchmaker person, but one of the things that she talked about as far as like how to keep your relationship solid is she talked about something she calls the rug list.
The rug list.
Yes. And so the rug list is you come together and you talk about all the things that you've swept under the rug, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically what you're talking about. So like, you know, because what happens when you're busy, and you know, we're talking about how busy we are, but I know you're busy too. And so when you and your partner, y'all are busy, and so something comes up, but you're like, I don't have time to be talking about this. And so you just sweep it under the rug. And then what happens is just what Ed was talking about. It just grows and grows and grows. But if you have this regular time where you come together with your rug list and you're like, okay, what are some things that you've been sweeping under the rug? Let's talk about them now. Then it'll keep that from happening.
And one thing that we have to make clear is that when it comes to these rug list items, now that I'm just co-opting the term, a lot of them are small. So that's why they don't become big issues.
Right.
It's not like you walked in a room and it was like five women in the bed. And yes, you're like, I'm going to put that under the rug.
Yeah, that's not on the rug list.
No, it's, you know, some.
That's on the get out my house list.
It's one little minor annoyance that you see as part of your day. And you're just like, ugh, and you just go about your day. But sometimes those things are bigger than we think in the moment. And when we let them fester and just ignore, that's when they become big. So
like the trail mix.
I wasn't going to bring up the nut story. I don't know if they're ready for that. So that, I thought about it, but I was like, I don't know if you want to go there.
Sure, we can go there. We can tell the people.
I'll just tell the abbreviated yes, version because I don't want to turn into therapy.
Right.
But so shout out to my people. Most folks, I'm that dude that eats like the same thing every day.
Every single day. So, the only variety he has is dinner when I cook.
Yeah. And if she doesn't cook, then I'm like ordering out the same two things every day. So shout out to the Mediterranean place because they know I'm putting somebody's kids through school. But in this one instance, one of the snacks I always take to work is like this trail mix. And I'll be getting it ready in the morning. And apparently while I'm getting it ready, I'm like dropping like nuts on the floor.
All the time.
But because I'm rushing and getting ready, I don't see or I don't know. I'm not doing this intentionally. I'm just going about my day. Well, apparently my poor wife, who is usually working from home these days, has to deal with these random nuts all the time. So if you had to pick up a grown man's nuts.
That sounds gross.
I know. We're going to get demonetized with this one. every single day, you're going to feel a type of way, but you don't think about it because it's just a moment in time. So it's just like, oh, here's these things. And this little incident grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. And I knew nothing about it. I had no idea that I was leaving a literal trail of mix all over the house.
So, but real talk, y'all, the lesson learned here, though, is because it's not even that I was, I mean, yeah, I was annoyed that I had to pick up trail mix all the time. But in my head, I had created this story that wasn't true. So I had told myself that he knew he was dropping this stuff on the floor and was just like, oh, she'll get it up.
And if anybody like, knows right. me, I'm literally sitting here in a three-piece suit in a hot studio. I am very meticulous about my appearance and especially nuts on the floor of my own house.
And also, he doesn't treat me like that. You know, he doesn't treat me like I'm his servant. And so the lesson here is if you are creating this story, this narrative in your head about your partner, first of all, check it with what you know to be true of their character and ask yourself, is that in line with their character? And if it's not, then it's probably not true. And then obviously also talk to them about it.
Yes.
Because now it's not an issue. Now it's just something hilarious that we talk about.
Right. It's just a running joke now.
Yes, and it's a running joke.
It's not this like point of contention because y'all, it just comes to communication. And yeah. I know it seems like this is like therapy time, but really the point is going back to the journaling aspect. This is the opportunity to where you put these little things out for both parties to see.
Right. Because, again, we're talking about little stuff. That big stuff, you need to go to actual therapy for that.
Yeah. Okay. It ain't four or five women laying across right. the floor when you get up in the morning. That would yeah. be a problem.
Yes. You need to go to actual therapy for those things. Or you need to leave. Anyway, the other things we talked about, and this is another prompt that y'all could use with your partners, is where do you see us in 1 year and where do you see us in 5 years? So we had a little bit of fun talking about the 1 year. Ed has been working on a project that we can't talk about yet, but
hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon we'll be able to talk about it. But so, you know, a year from now, we think that project will be complete and out for the world to see. We also said that a year from now, we hope to have no credit card debt. Fingers crossed.
We're like, I don't like speaking stuff like this into the air. Mainly because y'all going to be like, oh, I heard you clear now. Let me hold some money. No, we're not getting back into that.
So, yeah, we hope to be free of credit card debt. And then we want to start saving for a new house, maybe.
That's definitely something that's in the back of my mind, yes.
But at the top of my list is I want to go to Dubai, y'all.
Yeah, so
my best friend lives there.
Her best friend is there. My cousin I think she just got back today. I need to check in with her. Lots of friends have gone through. So this would be our first international trip, my first ever international trip if it happens. So just kind of see how things go. I ain't trying to get in no debt, but let's see how things go.
So the point here is that, you know, use this as an opportunity to dream together. That's going to bring you closer together. And 5 years, that was a little harder for us. We were both kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I always struggle with that. You know, we'll have like workshops at work and things like that. It's like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, hopefully still employed somewhere. But it's hard for me just the way that I'm wired to look that far beyond the moment.
Yeah, and even though I'm a dreamer, 5 years is difficult for me too. So, but we had some fun thinking about where we want to be a year from now. So, again, these are just some of the things that we discussed during vacation, and I hope that you will use some of these. And if you're like, oh, that's overwhelming, then don't worry. I'll give you a starter prompt in just a moment, and so you can take that to get started on this journaling journey with your boo. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Each week here on the Righteous Bae podcast, I give you a journaling prompt. And I know I kind of gave you several earlier, but I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by feeling like you got to do all of those. So I want to give you one, actually it's kind of two, to just start with. Okay, so your prompt for this week is, when was the last time you felt most connected with your partner and why? So it's kind of two parts. So that's the first part. Second part is, what can you do and what do you need from your partner to feel more connected? So let me read those again. When was the last time you felt most connected with your partner and why? What can you do and what do you need from your partner to feel more connected? So, all about connection, because that's the whole point, right? That's the whole point of journaling together, is to feel more connected. So why not kick it off with these prompts? So to close things out, I would like Righteous Bae to give some advice, some tips. So let's say somebody's listening to this and they're like, man, I really want to journal with my partner, but I don't know if they're going to be into it. What advice would you give that person? What can they do or say that you think might get their partner to start journaling? And the reason I'm asking you instead of me giving this advice is because you're a partner who doesn't really like to journal, but you still decided to do this anyway with me. So, cool. What's your advice?
Well, first, I want to say it's not so much that I don't like to journal.
Well, that you don't journal.
Yeah, that I don't. Because when I was younger, I absolutely did. But I think when it comes to kind of breaking down that wall, you have to understand where that other partner is coming from. You and I, we're writers. A lot of people are very intimidated by writing. Mm-hmm. They're also very intimidated about opening up. So I think the answer is to make this as easy as possible and to meet people where they are, which is a key for any relationship. You can take that tidbit with you for free. So what I would suggest is opening up the opportunity, the suggestion, if we should do this, if we get a little bit of pushback from your partner. Okay, let's make it a little easy. How about we just sit down together a couple minutes, you tell me about your day, I just take a few notes. Mm-hmm. Make it an easy entry point so that you can build up to that point. And then you can understand, the partner can understand, hey, this really isn't a big deal at all. This is just talking. It's something I'm just like writing down a little bit of stuff.
Yeah.
So ease your way into it. Don't push back. Don't say, oh, well, you don't want to, like, don't take it there. But just understand that it might take a little bit of time to get them to the level that you are. And once you start sharing and connecting more, I think they'll open up.
And if they are really intimidated by the thought of writing, try that notes app. You know, just try a shared note that I was talking about earlier, because that won't feel like journaling. I mean, technically it is journaling, but they won't really feel like it's journaling. So it's kind of like you're tricking them into it.
Right, because the mentality, when people think of journaling, they think of, I'm dating myself, like Moesha laying on the bed, writing some long thing. Like, this doesn't have to be that. Like, it can be a paragraph. It can be a few sentences. So, and that can start in the notes app.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the entryway. When it comes to writing, expressing yourself in any sort of way, all you have to do is open the door. Like, people aren't looking for Shakespeare. So, just do your thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Righteous Bo, for being on the show today.
Thank you for finally inviting me. I've been lurking in the background for a long time, waiting for my invite, just like dropping nuts on the floor, being a terrible person. So very happy to share this time with you.
And thank y'all for listening to our foolishness. I hope you got something out of this. And as usual, be sure to hit me up on social at Righteous Babe on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let me know how the prompts are going. Let me know if you are journaling with your boo. And let me know just how your journaling journey is going in general. I'm here for you and can't wait to see what happens next. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.